The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on FRR is brought to you by community-minded sponsors in the sports department of Fort Recovery Radio. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a pleasant good evening and welcome from the Stardome. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. Junior varsity action tonight. Fort Recovery Indians against the South Adams Starfires. And right now it's 3-0. Now make it 5-0 Starfires. Jeff, you missed the three-point baskets and then just get out in transition there. Indians, again, have had a couple good looks and a couple turnovers so far.
Yeah, a couple turnovers hurt them and transition buckets back the other way. And there's a missed shot by Ryan Braun.
Decent shot inside by Braun. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound down to the Starfires, and here they come. Left to right on your radio dial, wearing the home whites trimmed in black and gold. Indians wearing the visiting purple and trimmed in white. You're starting five for Fort Recovery. It was Clayton Pearson, a freshman. Evan Post, a freshman. And they're going to get an offense. Ooh, ouch, ooh. That hurt. Ryan Braun took a shot there, and you know, hopefully Ryan's okay. He got run over and head hit the floor. Hopefully he's okay. We'll see. He's little Wentz and then Peyton Judy and also Cade Wendell. So there's your five on the floor for Fort Recovery. Looks like Braun's going to be okay. He's going to pick up the personal foul.
The other young man looks like he might have took the worst of it.
And maybe Braun got a little bit of blood coming from the mouth. We'll see here. They're taking a timeout and get that set up yet. Are we rolling or not? We're good. We can get some commercials in here if we want. Again, we'll have varsity action tonight. It'll be simulcast. Radio Rob, myself, Jeff Hobbs. We'll call that game WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio. Again, Jeff, good day. Good first couple days. Christmas break. I mean,
I actually been working. We got students yet.
Good practice today, though.
Yeah,
good. We'll talk about them. Maybe we get to do some at halftime. But good win last night. Your Lady Indians, coached by Brian Patch, and yourself headed down to Greenville. Got sixth win in a row. 30-point victory over the Green Wave.
Yeah, ladies played pretty well. You know, that's always a tough game to get up for on a Monday night, you know. And last year I think we beat them by like 50 or 60, so the girls knew that, you know, we were the better team. But, you know, Grace 10 came out with a real hot hand on the evening. I think she ended up with 21. She had five
double-double. I think she had double-double, too. I think 10 rebounds. So, again, it's really good to get out and got off to a great start. I was actually getting texts during the game last night. Didn't get to do the game. But 25-4 at the end of one. And so that really helps when you get off to a good start.
Yeah, that set the tone right away, definitely, for the night. You know, that was a great night to play. A lot of players, a lot of kids got playing time. Locata Post had 6 points, I think. And, you know, it was a good win for the girls, and Kendra was pretty solid on the night.
15 points, 7 rebounds, so again, close to that double-double number. And again, anytime you again, this is not a great Greenville club, but you're still stepping up in class playing Division I school, and you got to go and you got to play, and you got to play on the road.
Yeah, and you never know what you get into when you're up or, you know, run into official-wise, and you know, the girls did a nice job and forced, I think, like 25 turnovers. We shot close to 50% from the floor, and actually our three-point percentage was really good. Grace was 5-10 on the night from three, so it was a good overall win for the ladies.
And Mark Hubbard's club gets another victory last night. Junior varsity Lady Indians get a victory, about a 7-point win. They were up by as many as double digits for a while. Then they gave up the lead and then get the lead back in the second half and hold on.
Yeah, they got up by 10 early, and you know, Hubs is getting a little frantic every once in a while, but I was glad to see him get a win. I think that's their first win of the year, and, you know, that was a good job for them and kind of set the tone for the night.
Nick Worcester was the injured player for South Adams. He walked off on his own power, so looks like he's okay. Ryan Braun okay as well. I think they hit heads. Again, looked like Worcester took the worst of it. 5-0, Starfires lead it. 5:34 left in the first quarter, getting ready to resume action. South Adams will take the ball out of bounds. Get Indians in the man-to-man defense. Ball screen at the top of the key, and there is Terry Dawn. Dawn hands it off and try to get some names for you. Again, they've got different guys in the program, so again, 5-0, 3-point basket, and a 2-pointer in transition. Indians have had 2 turnovers and 2 missed shots, all they've got to show for it. 2 on the way, long 2 on the way, is up by Dario Benoulios, and he knocks it in, and now it's 7-0. So Indians need to find a way to get on the board here, Jeff.
Yeah, they do. They need a little spark. They need a bucket here for sure. So
Evan Post goes back up top to Peyton Judy. Clayton Pearson, he'll go hard right-hand drive, picks up it, goes over to Braun. Braun drives the baseline up, and he gets fouled. So, again, nice play there by Braun. He had a chance to take the 15-footer, got closer, Jeff, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, nice shot fake by Ryan and getting to the rack there, and hopefully he can convert and get us on the board here.
6'4" sophomore Ryan Braun, he'll have 2 shots, a chance to get the Indians first blood. And he gets the roll. Nice soft bounce there. And Reese Rogers into the ball game, and he will replace Evan Post. And Rogers had a very nice night on Saturday night against Jay County, Jeff, with 15 points, 5 made threes.
Yeah, you know, Reese did a nice job hitting outside shots when he's open and gave him a spark definitely the other night.
Second free throw by Braun is also good. So 7-2 is the score. South Adams leads it here early in the first quarter. 4:42 left. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio.
It's going to be 2 on Bronny, I believe.
Kind of a nickel dimer there. I mean, a little drive, and again, Braun's probably going to sit down with 2 fouls here in the first quarter. And again, looks like Travis Sutter coming in. He's going to come in for Peyton Judy. So Tony Overton going to roll the dice right now and leave Braun out there with 2 personal fouls.
Right, I guess so. Or we just weren't paying attention and didn't get the right sub, but. Yeah, he is going to roll it here and leave Bronny in there with 2 fouls.
So 5 on the floor for 4 recovery. Braun, Cade Wendell, Reese Rogers, Travis Sutter in for the first time, and Clayton Pearson. Ball comes inbounds underneath the basket, guarded by Pearson. Number 12, and that was Gilbert Lynch. Lynch came in for the injured Starfire, trap in the corner. Goes back out, drive, almost thrown away. Back up top it goes. Shot up, no good. Rebound down to Clayton Pearson. So one and done that trip. Here come the Indians trying to cut into a 5-point lead, and Pearson almost turns it over. Braun almost picks up his 3rd foul.
And does he?
No, I think they're going to call it on
South
start. Adams.
Looks like we're going to have a sub coming into the game, I'm assuming, for Bronny.
It's going to be somebody that lives at your house.
Yeah.
Mr. Vaughn, Trevor Vaughn, checks in, and he will give Braun a break. Braun got a break there, almost got a turnover, and he would have picked up a 3rd foul probably had that ball been turned over. Comes into Travis Sutter, being closely guarded, back up to Reese Rogers. 3 on the way, bang. So Reese Rogers, again, instant offense off the bench for Tony Rogers. His first shot is nothing but net. 7-5, South Adams leads it.
Nice getting his feet under, wide open shot, and that's what he needs to do.
And again, Reese has a nice looking shot. And as Jeff said, really got his feet set. That ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Wild shot was thrown up there by Terry Dawn. Ball tipped out of bounds by South Adams. Indians with a 3 ball. Jeff could grab the lead.
Yeah, that'd be a great response here, being down, what, 6-7-0?
7-0. Yeah, it was 7-0. So full recovery trail at 7-0. Little 5-0 mini run here for the Indians. Reese Rogers, right wing, goes back up top to Cade Wendell. Wendell thinks about the 3. Now he gets in the lane, drives, shot up. Boy, he got fouled, no call. Boy, again,
yeah, that looks like
there.
A lot of body there.
Absolutely. Here comes the Starfires. 7-5, they lead it. Terry Dawn, the point guard, sets it up. Left-hand dribble, goes over. Shot thrown up, wild up off the glass, is good. At 33, don't have him on my program. At J.D. Groh, I do have J.D. Groh on there, so...
Looks like South Adams does a lot of things off the bounce here early on.
Inside-outside play. Sutter gets in the lane, hands it to Reese Rogers up and in.
Nice find by Sutter there, and 9-7. Your Starfires on top of the Indians here.
Give Travis Sutter an assist.
Backside.
Give Reese Rogers his 2nd basket. Break the press and up, an easy layup is good for South Adams. Dario Benoulios, that's his 2nd basket. 11-7, South Adams. Reese Rogers, 3 on the way from the top of the key, no good. Ball tipped loose. Oh boy, I thought Trevor Vaughn tried to keep it alive, and they said it hit the baseline. So, again, Rogers, another good-looking 3 there, Jeff.
Yeah, he did. Nice look for him, and, you know, those are ones he's been knocking down.
It is 3-quarter court press, and they try to trap, and Starfires break the press easy. Benoulios goes inside, tipped away, grabbed by Trevor Vaughn. Here come the Indians. 11-7, they trail. 2:25 left in the first quarter. From the Stardome, here at South Adams, we'll have varsity action after this one. Indians swinging around the perimeter. Cade Wendell gets in the lane, jump stop. Well, he should have scored it there. 3 on the way, Trevor Vaughn. No, boy, it looked good.
Yeah,
I thought it was
it did
in.
Look good. It looked like it was.
Perfectly aligned from here. We were looking right behind it. It hit right off the back iron and shot right back at him. So here comes South Adams on a four-point lead. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio.
Be a good stop here for the Indians here. Three on the way by number 33. Not sure what his name is.
Terry.
And they're going to call a foul on the rebound.
Terry Dawn, good box out by Fort Recovery. So foul on the rebound. That'll be team foul number four. And Peyton Judy will check back in. He'll give Cade Wendell his first break. Ethan Shane into the ball game for the first time. He'll give Clayton Pearson a break.
I got a little text message here from Bubba Stogg saying South Adams JV is 7-0. So
there you go. So Indians look actually pretty good right now then if this team's 7-0. But promptly Reese Rogers turns it over. Down the floor comes South Adams. Just throw a wild shot up there, and they get it bailed out with a foul called. Number 20 will go to the free throw line, and 20 is Lucas Bloom. Unforced turnover by Rogers.
And then a little frustration foul and didn't get back in time.
Nickel Dimer called on Rogers. His first, team foul number three. Bloom goes to the free throw line. He knocks down the first free throw, 5'8 junior guard, lefty. Second one up, no good. Rebound down to Ethan Shane. Here comes Peyton Judy, right to left on your radio dial. That's a foul, boy. A lot of hand checking and contact.
Yeah, that's going to be a travel, I believe.
Yep, going to get Ethan Shane for the shuffle of the shoes. And that ball will go back over to the Starfires. They lead it 12-7 here. Minute 28 left in the first quarter from South Adams. Boy, another defensive breakdown. Boy, good block shot inside by Trevor Vaughn. Loose on the deck, picked up by Travis Sutter.
There was just pretty nice play by Trevor. Actually come over and help. There was a little miscommunication on matchups there.
Vaughn at 6'4 gets the block, and Indians will get the ball back. They trail it 12-7 here from the Stardome. 1:19 left in junior varsity action. Terry Dawn will check back in for the Star
Fire. Pretty cool venue here, isn't it?
No, it's terrific. Did you ever play here?
No, but I coached in here one time with Coach Bruns.
What year did they build this facility?
I'm not sure. It's been up here a little while. I'm guessing probably in the mid-70s.
You got a handful of the dome facilities here in Indiana. Again, very nice facility. South Adams, their facilities all the way around are very nice. Baseball stadium is very nice. Fort Recovery set up some nice series right now with South Adams.
Get to the rack.
Peyton Judy. Inside it goes to Ethan Shane. He makes one too many passes and turns it over. Probably should have shot it, Jeff.
Yeah, he probably should have took the pull-up jumper there and...
Wild shot thrown up by Terry Dawn. He scores it. Timeout, Tony Overton. He's seen enough. 58.6 seconds left here in the first quarter. 14-7 South. Adams leads it. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Guess we're having a little technical difficulties with our commercials, so we'll work on that. We'll keep it here this time. Again, look at some things that are coming up over Christmas break next week. Monday, December 28th, varsity and JV girls to Van Wert. 6 o'clock start there. JV Fort Recovery broadcast, WPGW, will simulcast that varsity game. And Tuesday, the boys team will be hosting the Fort Laramie Redskins. 6 o'clock start there. Also, JV on Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW will simulcast that. So Radio Rob getting his fill of Fort Recovery Indians right now. Indians will come out of the timeout with 58 seconds left, trailing by 7. Left wing, Travis Sutter looking inside for Trevor Vaughn. Boy, not a very good pass. Vaughn loses control of it. Just threw a laser. And again, he put a little air under that one. So Vaughn will probably get charged with the turnover, but not a very good pass inside from Sutter. Ball goes back over to the Starfires, and Coach Overton can't feel good about that. You call a timeout, and you come out of the timeout and turn it over.
Yeah, I agree. You know that. If he lobs that up there, maybe a little bit might be the better pass, but goes as a turnover.
So here comes South Adams on a 7-point lead, 14-7 left, 30 seconds left.
Going to be a foul on Trevor Vaughn, I believe, in the post.
Playing behind in the post, so Vaughn's going to pick up, I think that's his first personal foul, team foul number 5 on the Indians. 30.3 seconds left here from the Stardome. First quarter action, junior varsity. Again, the varsity game will follow this one. Shot up, good rebound inside by Trevor Vaughn.
Luckily there, they missed that because he kind of didn't move his feet there, but...
Rodgers drives left wing, shot thrown up.
Calling here?
Going to call a foul on the ground. This guy's calling every foul.
Yeah, that was kind of different because the guy standing right in front of it wasn't going to call anything. So Indy's got an opportunity here to score on inbounds play.
Foul is on number 33, and that is J.D. Groh, his first. Ball comes inbounds to Vaughn. Thinks about the three. He throws it over the top. Boy, just the way he draw it up, and Ethan Shane right in his hands, and he lost it. So, again, Indians turn it over. Two straight possessions here at the end of the third, at the first quarter. South Adams has the ball inside 10.
2-3
zone
to
get the last shot. And 2-1 shot on the way is good at the buzzer. Boy, you know, I thought maybe they weren't going to get a shot. J.D. Groh knocks down the three at the buzzer to give the Starfires a 10-point lead.
Yeah, they definitely, you know, they got a big bucket there at the end of the half. We had a cut, what, to 7-5?
Yeah, we got to within, down two. Got within two, and then a 10-2 run to end the quarter.
Yeah.
So we'll take a timeout here from South Adams. We'll be back with second quarter action after this. And welcome back. Sorry for that. That ad's a little bit old, but we were just checking some things. We had some technical difficulties. Shot up by Terry Dawn. No good. Rebound down to Kyle Kanapke. Big Kyle in for the first time. And again, hand checking in the backcourt. So going to be a personal foul. It's going to be on Groh. His second. Team foul number 5 and 17-7. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio, junior varsity action. And that will, actually, team foul number 7. Sorry about that. So that's going to walk to the other end. Clayton Pearson going to go to the free throw line. Indians will have a chance to cut into this lead. Jeff, with the clock stop, shooting some free throws.
Yeah, we're going to be shooting quite a few one-on-ones. Nice hustle by Ethan Shane to get it back. They called it a travel. I'm not sure I saw that one, but...
Again, Pearson missed the free throw. Rebound down to Ethan Shane, and he traveled before he could pass it away. And I agree with you. I didn't think he traveled, but he just pivoted. Ball tipped in.
Yeah, now they're going to call a foul on
Evan Post is going to pick up the foul, trying to reach in on the press.
This gentleman's definitely called off all of them so
I'm not
far,
sure I've seen this guy call more than one foul. Five on the floor for four recovery. Evan Post, Ethan Shane, Kyle Kanapke, Clayton Pearson, and Cade Wendell. 17-7, stolen away out top by Cade Wendell. Wendell getting
now
fouled.
Now got another foul.
There, our guy blew his whistle. That thing works. So Wendell will go to the free throw line. And again, Indians with some chances to cut into this lead from the free throw line.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity to make some free throws and get back in this thing because we got 6 minutes to go in the quarter. And
Terry Dawn picks up his second foul, so he'll sit down. Wendell, two dribbles, up, no good. Rebound,
there
big Kyle Kanapke, up,
missed
it again. Boy, just missed an easy layup there. Again, ends at that offensive rebounds on both of the last two missed free throws, so can't finish at the lane. Shot thrown up and no good. Rebound down to Cade Wendell, out of bounds.
Quite.
It's going to stay.
Wait a minute, he's got to.
No, oh no. That's
no way.
That's absolutely got to be Fort Recovery's basketball. Gee whiz. We're looking right at it. So I guess how this
I can't believe this guy got blocked out, didn't know either.
Having a hard time getting it in. Now they get it in. Out top it goes to Lucas Bloom. Bloom being guarded by Cade Wendell. Now they'll move it around. Inside it goes. Wild shot thrown up. No good. Rebound down to Ethan Shane. Shane hands it off to Cade Wendell. Wendell on the drive. Gets to the free throw line. Now he'll move it. Shane down to Clayton Pearson in the corner. Pearson gets the lane all the way to the rack, and he lays it in. Nice play there by Clayton.
Yeah, nice little drive getting to the rack, and 17-9, Starfires.
CP's first basket. Indians cut the lead to 8. Got it. It's about the defensive end. They got to get some stops down here. Had some breakdowns late in that first quarter that gave the Starfires a 10-point lead after the Indians had cut it to 2. Moving around the perimeter, it goes. Good help defense there. Lucas Bloom. Now he'll hand it off to J.D. Groh. Groh hit a 3 right at the buzzer. 3 on the way from the left wing. Up, no good. Rebound down to Clayton Pearson. Here come the Indians. 5 minutes left in the first half. 17-9 Starfires. They've led it from the get-go. Indians cut it to 2. Look inside to the big fella. Cade Wendell. Little pass fake and missed the layup. Boy, really nice pass fake there, Jeff. You got to finish that.
Yeah, that's a great look. You know, a little 5-foot pull up, and that's one Cade needs to make. You know, looking at the Starfire team, I'm not sure I don't sag on them a little bit, and it really looks like they want to get to the hole and spread
you out. Knocked down a couple threes, but again, Starfires will take a full timeout. 4:44 left in the first half, 17-9. South Adams has the lead. We'll take one with them. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Ann Nugenbauer with Wayne.
And welcome back to the Stardome. From what we understand, we got a little technical difficulties with our commercials, so we say sorry for that. We'll see if we can get those worked out here at the next break. Starfires out of the timeout, right down the middle of the lane. And he lays it in, Jeff. So, again, good timeout there for South Adams. Not very good defense for the Indians.
No, and he split a couple defenders, and nobody stepped in to really stop.
There's good offense there. Go into the big ball. Kyle Kanapke cannot be guarded inside. Good pass from Cade Wendell. Give Wendell the assist. Give Kanapke his first, that is second basket. So he's got 4, and the lead's 8. Now they're going to get Clayton Pearson for a hand check here right in front of us. And I think that might be team foul number 7. And maybe it's 6.
Actually 6,
I
guess.
It's going to be 6. They put that foul on the board in a hurry.
It's so, the first on Clayton.
So Starfires will bring it in right in front of Tony Overton, in front of the Indian bench. Lucas Dawn back into the ball game at point guard. Now he swings it back up to Lucas Bloom. It's Terry Dawn. Now Dawn has it on the left wing, guarded by Cade Wendell. It's a good matchup.
Yeah, it is. What year is this kid?
Terry Dawn is a 5'10 sophomore guard. So those two match up about the same size and same age. So good matchup there. Nice little crossover. Keep it on that left side. They haven't moved the ball. Boy, not very good defense there. Ball off the leg, out of bounds. What?
We're not doing a very good job at all defending the drive right now.
Into the game comes Reese Rogers. He will replace Ethan Shane. And also Peyton Judy replaces CP Clayton Pearson. Looking inside. And bad defense there. Lost track from behind. And in it goes. Basket by Luke. I'm going to get 30. How about Grant Besser knocks that in. His first basket. The lead's back to 10. Indians seem to get a little closer, and then all of a sudden, right back, it goes to 10 points. Boy, what a horrible angle on the pass there by Travis Sutter. Indians catch a break. Knocked out of bounds by the Starfires. He was trying to get it into Big Kyle Kanapke, and I like that idea, but didn't have a very good pass there. Got a little error in that one. Yeah, throw it up here to the big fella.
Yeah, definitely. That's when you throw it in there. Looks like he got fouled, and Big Kyle gets a rebound and puts it back.
And Peyton Judy took the 10-footer, and he got hit on the arm, no call. Kanapke with another basket. He's got 6 points, and Indians steal it away in transition. Here comes Cade Wendell and turns it right back over. Terry Dawn with the steal, and you work your tail off to get that steal, and you want to cut it. And Cade looking down the floor for Peyton Judy, and again, just a little bit short on the pass off the foot of Terry Dawn. That's going to go back over to the Indians on the turnover. So, yeah, the Indians need to start taking advantage of some of these turnovers.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, they've been turning it all over, and then we kind of throw it back. We missed two front ends, one and ones here. You know, it could be a different ball game if you make one of those free throws.
Here comes Cade Wendell, right to left on your radio dial, between the circles, trying to set up the offense. Use a ball screen from Big Kyle Kanapke.
Hit him.
Now inside
there
it goes to the big fella up, and he's going to be fouled. Again, that's good offense, Jeff. Kanapke to the basket. He'll have two free throws.
Yeah, definitely taking advantage of the strengths. Kyle, biggest kid out there on the floor, and getting him out there and get the pick and roll. They didn't switch it, and easy possible basket here for Kyle.
Big Kyle knocks down his first free throw. Good touch for a big man. He cuts the lead to 7. I think Kanapke has 7 here in the quarter, Jeff.
Does he really? All right. I knew he. I remember him getting a bucket. Is that 7?
Second free throw also good. I think he has 8.
Cuts the lead to 6.
I was wrong. He has 6. I thought he had one extra basket, so he has 6, but still the leading scorer for the Indians here, only playing the second quarter. 2:30 left in the first half. Indians have cut the lead to 6. It was 12 at one time. Terry Dawn out on top, guarded by Reese Rogers. Rogers needs to move his feet, trying to use a ball screen. Dawn takes it hard. Cut off by Rogers. Back out on top again. Much better defense there.
Oh, there's another
foul. Just a reach in. Not a very good foul by Reese Rogers. Thought Wendell had J.D. Groh under control, Jeff, and Rogers reaches in, picks up the personal foul, his second.
Yeah, that's right there. You just got to move your feet and not reach, and Reese played a little matador defense right there.
They'll call that foul on the drive, so Groh have 1-1. First shot up, nothing but net. He has 7. He's the game's leading scorer. 22-15 is the score right now. If he makes his free throw, Mason Sell will check in and replace Groh. He does. So here comes Sell. He checks in. 5'11 sophomore forward. Replaces Groh. Groh's a junior. He should be scoring out here. He's got 8. He's the game's leading scorer. 23-15. South Adams is led from the jump. Kyle Kanapke trying to post up inside. Now throw up inside. Might have got away with a push. Now he might have got away with a knockdown. Throws it back out to Travis Sutter. 3 on the way. No good. Good back rebound up. Down by Cade Wendell. Well done there.
Yeah, good offensive rebound by Cade. Going straight back up with it and kept it high.
Here comes Terry Dawn down the floor. Gets trapped. He'll get it out of the trap. Goes over to 32, and that is Joe Stuber. Stuber throws it back up to Dawn. Dawn's a quarterback. He runs the offense. Catches the ball screen, almost taken away by Cade Wendell. Mason Sell throws it back up top to Gilbert Lynch, who hands it back off to the point guard. Now it goes over to 30. Back inside, and he's doing a better job. Now need to stop here. Doing a much better job moving their feet. Now turnover. Good job. Here comes Cade Wendell. Down the floor he goes. Lays it up and missed it. Rebound down to Peyton Judy. So good play there by Peyton. He never gave up on it. Sometimes you expect to make, Jeff. You got to expect to miss.
Yeah, no doubt. Petey chased it down and got the offensive put back and cuts the lead 4 here.
It's as close as they've been in a while. They cut it to 2. Then it went to 12. 23-19. Starfires lead it. Inside a minute. Terry Dawn, point guard, dribbles out between the circles, guarded by Peyton Judy. Picks up his dribble. Now he's under trouble. Ball almost tipped away by big Kyle Kanapke. Timeout. South Adams. So they'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll test and see if our commercials, we want to try a commercial or not. All right, we'll test it and see. If it doesn't work, we apologize. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
And thanks to all of our great sponsors. We think that one worked. B&D Construction, Dave Kalp, Galpy, he's taking a vacation. He's in Australia.
Yeah, him and Buppy, I think. You know, they're in the outback chasing down some jelly.
Chasing kangaroo.
Little kangaroo. Crocodile, Dundee.
There you go, boys. Maybe they're listening. You know, what do you think the chances are?
I don't know what time it is over there, but they might be.
All right, here comes South Adams. Inside 30 seconds, they'll spread it out, looking maybe for the last one. Indians have cut the lead from 12 to 4.
Knowing those two, they've been drinking at Foster's Lagers all afternoon, so. Another timeout. Going to be the third one used by South Adams.
Hey, we'll keep it here this time. Hey, if you're looking for good food fast, stop in and see Miracle Lanes. 375-4274. You can call them and you can drive through and pick it up if you want to. It's a perfect place for a party of any kind. Give them a call. Reserve your lanes. Be sure to stop out after the game. They have 150 long necks after the game. Fun food friends. Stop by and see Corey and Jared at Miracle Lanes. 375-4274. Also, another guy that may be listening right now, because I just hung out with his wife. We had a little staff meeting. 10 Snips Barbershop, Kenny 10, 110 West Butler Street in Fort Recovery. Walk-ins on weekdays, mornings from 8 until 11, and appointments the rest of the day and all day on Saturday. It's Monday off. Call Kenny 10, 10 Snips Barbershop, 375-2872 to make your appointment. He's a proud sponsor of Fort Recovery Athletics. Out of the timeout we come here. Again, Starfires have used three timeouts, 21 seconds left, and they were trapped in the corner. Indians come out now in a man-to-man. They switch out of the zone, driving, wild shot thrown up. Good block. Boy, it looked like Kyle Kanapke got a little bit of ball, but they say he got a little bit of arm. Shot is good by 32, and that's Joe Stuber. He'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, and that was all set up by getting beat on the drive there. And, you know, we had to rotate about two different times and got caught with the foul there.
12.8 seconds left here in the half. 25-19, South Adams leads it again from the Star Dome. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. Shot up by Stuber, no good, and it's a long rebound run down by South Adams, so they'll get the last one. Inside 10 seconds left. They made a three at the buzzer in the first half. First quarter, let's see what they got here. Terry Dawn driving to the hole.
That's off-white.
Out of bounds. It'll go out of bounds.
That's white ball.
Yep, 0.6 seconds left, so Indians do have time to catch it and shoot it.
That's definitely a break for the Indians right there. You know, you hate giving up a rebound on a missed free throw on the offensive end.
Well, disappointing because you had 10 seconds left, Jeff. Right. You wanted to get that last shot, and it would have been a much better shot than you're going to get here. Peyton Judy inside.
Throw it up. Got it.
Thrown up. Oh. Online was Travis Sutter. Good-looking three at the buzzer, but bottom line, Indians claw back. After trailing by as many as 12, Jeff, 25-19, I agree with you. Just too many defensive breakdowns right now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've been getting broke down on the dribble, and it's leading to easy baskets by them or us rotating and giving up an easy bucket. So definitely got to do a better job second half defending the drive.
We'll take a timeout. Be back with some halftime stats and some halftime thoughts. We'll talk about the varsity game. Also talk about Coach Brian Patch's team. Big win last night at Greenville to move their record to 6-1 on the season.
If your kids think that a Christmas present can't be good unless it has a controller, batteries, and involves staring at a TV for hours, then stop by Hall Brothers and prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has the biggest collection of farm toys in the area. Toy tractors, wagons, combines, pedal tractors, puzzles, and teddy bears. You won't find farm toys in a big box retailer like this. Hall Brothers also has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts in adult and child sizes. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
I'm dreaming of a purple Christmas, just like the ones we used to know. Boy, I wish I could sing better. Let us at the Purple Post make your dreams come true. From jackets to socks and everything in between. We're your Indians here headquarters, open 7 days a week for your convenience. Go purple or go home. The Purple Post, downtown Fort Recovery.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. This is the place for friendly health service, and we feel personal service is a duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
This is Ted Romer at Fort Recovery Insurance, where we've teamed up with Buckeye Insurance Group to win our clients' trust by offering quality insurance protection and personalized service at competitive rates. Just like our Indians, we take pride in our winning tradition and will do our best to coach you on the best insurance protection for your home, farm, and auto. Call Fort Recovery Insurance at 419-375-4041 or visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, the winning tradition continues.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick. And not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your health care dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their health care needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go Indians!
Thanks to Amy Wendell and all of the great sponsors that make Fort Recovery Radio a reality. I'm Jeff Hobbs, joined by Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. Junior varsity action tonight from the Stardome here at South Adams in Bern. 25-19, your Fort Recovery Indians trail it at halftime, and they trail by as many as 12, Jeff, and again, got themselves into a hole because of their defensive abilities.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, getting beat on the drive definitely got the Starfires a lead, and then when they did drive and we did help, they'd kick for a three, and looks like they got two threes, and I think those were all off of drives inside and kickouts.
Man, we look at the stats here in front of us. Indians also turn it over 10 times. That's just too many. I mean, again, you're coming against a team here with a lot of juniors. That start, from what we understand, the Starfire junior varsity team is 7-0 on the season. I mean, they're not ultra impressive if you ask me, but bottom line is they are 7-0, and you turn it over 10 times against a pretty on the road, bad things are going to happen.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, 10 turnovers is way too many. They're not really professional. They've been on the court or, you know, getting self-inflicted turnovers. Another thing that stands out, they shot 50% from the floor from two and three. So 10 to 20 is going to win you a lot of games.
Indians, on the other hand, Jeff, 7 of 17 for 41%. They make one of their four threes, and that was by Reese Rogers. They go 4-6 from free throw line, but both of those missed free throws were one and ones. So really, in essence, they went 50% from the free throw line.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that's another stat that's kind of misleading. And, you know, right now we missed some front ends of one and ones that were crucial, to be honest. We're 4-6 from the line. Front end, the 1-1, that could have probably cut lead to, I'm guessing, 2 maybe at that point in time.
Kyle Kanapke is the leading scorer for Tony Overton's Indians at halftime. He only played the second quarter. They're holding him for some varsity quarters. Kyle goes 2-3 from the field, all 2-2 from the free throw line for his 6 points. He also had 3 rebounds, 5 points for Reese Rogers. He came off the bench again, instant 0 for Tony Overton. First shot was a 3. He buried it. The Indians only made 3 of the game. He was 2-3 from the field. He had 5 points. Also, and then single baskets, 2 for Peyton Judy, 2 for Ryan Braun, 2 for Cade Wendell, and 2 for Clayton Pearson for the Indians, total of 19 points. Indians do win the rebound battle, though, Jeff, 12-9, and Big Kyle kind of changed things a little bit in that lane area when he came into the game.
Yeah, definitely did. You know, Kyle's the biggest kid out there, and, you know, high-low action got him off a pick and roll, and definitely controlling the boards there, you know, on a positive. We've only given up one offensive rebound. But on the other negative side is they shot 50%, so there wasn't a whole lot of rebounds coming off. So definitely doing our job inside right now with the rebounding.
Well, let's talk about last night's game, Jeff. Indians get a 30-point victory over a Greenville team. It is in a rebuilding mode by Division I school, but that has got to be good.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we got off to a slow start against Walpock, and, you know, actually, who knows, that might have been a good loss, even though no loss is good, especially when you're opening. But we got things rolling right now. Our big thing is just being consistent and playing with intensity every day, no matter who your opponent is. And that's what Coach Patch has been trying to instill. Doesn't matter who you're playing, you always have to bring the same effort, whether it's Greenville or
Red Grand. I have to feel it, Coach. feel good about Grace 10, her effort. You guys have been after her about being more aggressive on the offensive end. Last night she showed you that.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of frustrating because three games ago at Riverdale, she shoots one shot the whole first three quarters and we get on her, and she scores 12 in the fourth quarter and helps us win that game. And since then, she's been our leading scorer the next two games and shooting the ball extremely well. And that's what Grace brings. And, you know, she's starting to get that pull-up game, which is a plus for her because people are closing out on her shot and she gets to the rack. So been real happy how she's played the last couple games.
Well, tell the folks at home about Carly Stogler. Or Carly Stogler. How about Carly Stone? got Bubba Stogler sending me text. So Carly Stone tweaked the ankle again last night. Again, very key component of your offense and defense. What she brings on the ball. How is she, and we feel good about where she's going over Christmas break?
You know, with Carly last night, you know, we weren't sure we were going to play her, and before the game she said she wanted to go. Obviously, it saw some effects of her ankle off the offense. But, you know, it's just a matter of her resting that ankle. And at this point, we need her after the first of the year. So if we can get by this next week without practicing and playing her, you know, we're going to be better off. And tonight we told her to take the night off even though she wanted to go. And she just, you know, it's going to take some rest. I don't think it's anything serious. I know Doc told her he thinks it might be some ligament strain, you know, so I think she'll be all right after the first of the year comes. We'll really need her in that Jay County game on January 2nd.
Well, and again, another young lady that's been awfully consistent, one of your two seniors. Kendra Seifring has been outstanding pretty much from the beginning of the season, Jeff. And again, the 6'2 senior inside has really improved her game. She's been able to move it out to that mid-range game and even has taken a couple threes this year. Again, talk about Kendra and again, her consistency and what she means to this team.
Yeah, Kendra's come a long way, you know, just watching her make post moves now. And like you said, she can step out there and make that 15-footer. She can step out and make a three. And actually last night at one point to try to get Jossie Kaiser rolling, we stuck her in the post and she had some success and scored. We had Kendra out on the perimeter. So, you know, we're comfortable with her going out there and shooting a three.
We'll take a quick timeout. 25-19 for Recovery Trails at halftime. We'll be back with second half action right after this.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles, and if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
And welcome back. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. Indians come out with their starters and immediately turn it over. Evan Post trying to get the ball inside, and it was tipped away and stolen by Terry Dawn. So here comes South Adams on a six-point lead. They travel right to left on your radio dial in the second half. And Dawn putting his hand underneath that ball a little bit, Jeff, almost carrying it, but hasn't been called on that all night.
No, they haven't made one attempt to call that, so, you know, you kind of continue to get away with it.
South Adams shot up inside. Again, another defensive breakdown.
Yeah, definitely. You know, our defense is definitely having some breakdowns tonight that's really costing us to be out of this game.
J.D. Grow up and...
Oh, they're going to call a trap.
Oh, boy, you're going to call it foul on the ground, and that's a pretty... Boy, nice play there by Cade Wendell. Wendell drives in and hands Ryan Braun a layup, but he gets hit before the shot. So J.D. Grow made the basket on the other end. So it's an 8-point lead for South Adams. Their biggest of the night was 12. Evan Post brings it in. Shot up by Peyton Judy. Mid-range, no good. Rebound down to South Adams. So good look there for Petey. That's a shot he'll normally knock down, Jeff.
Yeah, definitely. And Coach Overton's a little frustrated with him for not following his shot, and I can agree there because he might have got one.
Wild shot thrown up by Terry Dawn. Rebound down number to Clayton Pearson. Down comes Pete Judy. Nice pass to Evan Post up and in. Boy, really nice transition there, Jeff.
Yeah, that was a good find right there by Petey to get Evan running out on the right side. So cuts it to six.
Indians lead is
are trailed by six, and that's what they trailed by at halftime. 5:43 left here in the third quarter. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio, and another breakdown. Ryan Braun, it seems a step slow today, Jeff.
He'll get his third.
And he's going to pick up his third foul, and to the free throw line is going to go Lucas Bloom. Just a little curl move in the lane.
Yeah, Bronny didn't react real well on that and picked up the foul.
So Ryan's going to sit down in between these two free throws. First one up and no good. Rattles out for Bloom. He'll have one more. He has 1 point on the night, so he's 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Ryan Braun will sit down. Reese Rogers, the 6'4 sophomore, comes in and replaces him. Second free throw up, also no good. Run down by Cade Wendell. Nah, taken away by Terry Dawn. So Starfires will get another chance. And, Jeff, this is at least the third time missed free throws have been rebounded by South Adams.
Yeah, and right there we just got a little complacent and then go get the ball.
South Adams has the ball. Moving around the perimeter. Goes over to Terry Dawn, guarded by Cade Wendell. We like this matchup. It's been a good one all night. Two sophomore guards that really handle the ball very well and very aggressive getting to the rack. Almost turned over. 5 second count. Goes back over to Joe Stuber. Look inside. They're going to get Evan Post for reaching around from behind.
Yeah, that's one of those where Evan just has to get around there and three-quartered it. It was a little late on it and got a foul called. I think that's going to be Evan's second possible.
Second personal foul on Fort Recovery. Second on Post. Starfires under their own basket. Up. Wild shot thrown up. Grabbed down by Fort Recovery. Here comes Clayton Pearson. Indians have numbers that they can run. Out it goes to Reese Rogers. He lays it up. He missed the layup.
And wow.
Indians catch a break there. Ball will stay on their end. Really nice pass by Clayton Pearson. That's a shot that Reese Rogers gave. My bad. Out goes Peyton Judy. In is Ethan Shane. We'll get you the Fort Recovery guys on the floor in just a minute. In it comes to Clayton Pearson. Thinks about the three. Now he looks inside the post, and it's tipped off two hands. It'll stay with Fort Recovery. And five on the floor for the Indians. Reese Rogers, Cade Wendell, Clayton Pearson, Ethan Shane, and Evan Post. Indians keep it under their own basket. Post having trouble. Throws it into the backcourt. It's going to be stolen away by South Adams.
That's a walk.
Down the floor it comes. Missed layup. Boy, Indians catch a break there.
Rebound yeah, they
down
did.
To Cade Wendell. Here comes Wendell. Left to right on your radio dial wearing the visiting purple. Between the circles, he goes over to Ethan Shane. Shane, we got fouled. No go call there. And two fouls, and don't call either one of them. And
nice play by
stolen away Evan by Post. Evan Post, and he lays it in. Almost looked like that. He knew what was going on there.
Yeah, Evan just kind of hung back and stepped right in the middle and got a layup.
Indians within four. 4:18 left. 27-23 South Adams. They've led from the beginning. Biggest lead of the night was 12. Six at halftime. Terry Dawn, guarded by Cade Wendell. Cuts him off. Good play there. Back out on top. Drive in. Cut off. Goes back to Bloom. Back to Dawn. He'll let the three go. No good. Rebound down to Post. He's going to be called.
Lost it.
He definitely got fouled.
Fouled, didn't he?
Well, I thought they weren't going to call anything. Good defense rebound for Post. So Indians have a chance to cut into this lead. Travis Sutter will check in. He'll replace Post. His first action of the second half. Sutter went scoreless in the first half, played about half of it. Clayton Pearson will bring it in to Cade Wendell. Here comes Cade. Down the court he comes. He catches the ball screen from Reese Rogers. Now he'll drive to the hole. Get some. That's a foul. Good call there. He's going to get two shots. Really nice little step-through move, Jeff.
Yeah, it was. You know, Cade picked up his dribble, stepped through, and took it to the bucket and got fouled on it.
Cade Wendell, the 5'10" sophomore, will go to the free throw line.
Going to be three fouls on Terry Dawn there, which could be big for us.
That's big. Wendell had one basket in the first half. He knocks in the first free throw. He'll get one more. He could cut the lead to two. 3:48 left here in the third quarter from the Stardome. South Adams High School. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn. Wendell knocks down the second. Lead is only two. Closest the Indians have been in a while. And there goes your daughter by. She's doing a little, a little photo bombing of the
trying to pump us up here.
Yeah, a little radio bomb. As you heard Tori's voice, let's go. Dawn drives in.
Out of
Reese
control.
Rogers got to take that three. Three on the way, no good. Run down by Clayton Pearson, chopped out of his hand. So Indians will get the ball back. And a little bit better on the defensive end, Jeff. That's where it started for the Indians here to get back in this ball game.
Yeah, definitely. We're doing a little bit better job defending the drive, and definitely was huge.
Man, we got Chad Guggenbiller rolling by here. Wayne IGA, big sponsor. Clayton Pearson all the way to the rack. He missed the layup. Boy, again, nice play there by CP. Got to finish that one, Chip.
Yeah, nice luck going to the rack. And I don't know if he thought he was going to take the hit, and he didn't, and come up a little short on there.
Here comes South Adams on a two-point lead. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Varsity game will be to follow. That'll be simulcast on WPGW. You can listen to it right here on Fort Recovery Radio. That's a held ball. Good play by Ethan
Shane. Good call there.
Ball stay with the Starfires on the held ball. Again, you can listen to WPGW, or you can stay right here if you're a Fort Recovery Radio junkie. We say thank you. We'll simulcast that game. Radio Rob, Rob Weaver, myself will call that game. Jeff will just get to become a fan for the ball game. Starfires moving around the perimeter. Terry Dawn, in guarded by Wendell, catches the ball screen. Down the corner, it goes to J.D. Groh. Groh looks inside to Bloom. Back out to Dawn. Wild three taken.
Wow.
Air ball, but grabbed again by South Adams. They get a second chance, but they get a third chance.
Wow, and then he loses that McCall foul.
Bailout call there. They're going to get Ethan Shane on the reach in. Boy, I thought he got a lot of ball, but that's going to send South Adams to the free throw line, where it's going to be Grant Besser. Besser scored 2 points in the first half. Another lefty. Free throw up, nothing but net.
Got a couple substitutions in.
Peyton Judy will check back in.
Number 12, it looks like, for South Adams.
12 is Gilbert Lynch. He played a decent amount in the first half. Cade Wendell get his first break of the third quarter. Ball, free throw, no good.
Another offensive rebound.
No box out. Just step in, and three is no good. Rebound down. Good box out there by Ethan Shane. Ball goes to Clayton Pearson. Pearson moving. He skips
it
over. Three on the way. Peyton Judy short. And again, boy, just everything seems short for Petey.
Oh, wow.
A wild shot. Almost went in.
And it's going to go off the Indians.
Boy, again, 20 picked it up and just threw like a fingertip roll from about 17 feet. He almost banked it in, Jeff.
Yeah, he did. He did. That was a wild-looking shot.
Peyton Judy just struggling a little bit here offensively. It's mid-range game and even a wide-open three. Shots that we expect that young man to make. And going to be a terrific player in an Indian uniform. But again, as we talked about last week, just a different game than the junior high game where he dominated a year ago.
Yeah, definitely. The pace is different. And, you know, for him, he think he's probably forcing a little quicker than he's used to. And he'll be all right. He's going to be a good player. Yeah, the Indians get a turnover there and coming back the other way, down three.
148, almost a travel by Pearson. Boy, he got lucky there. And, you know, and then he uses the ball screen. Reese Rogers rolls to the basket. Ethan Shane, 16-footer on the way. Gets a nice soft roll. The lefty gets his first basket, 28-27. Indians within one, as close as they've been since 0-0. Here comes South Adams. Indians trying to play defense here. They get another stop, and maybe they can grab the lead here. 1:21 left in the third quarter. Wild shot taken from the top, almost an air ball. And boy, again, just another effort.
And a foul.
Going to be a reach-in foul on Travis Sutter. And yeah, that's just where Petey's got to be a little more physical, Jeff. He had a decent box out there. Got to go get the basketball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, he definitely needs to get physical. He's pretty lean and skinny kid. And right there, you just got to have a little bit more will to go get the ball.
And Tony Overton having a chat with him, saying, get your arms up, because he had a pretty good box out. He's showing him the box out right there. If Peyton goes and gets it, that's Indian basketball. But first free throw was no good. Second one will be up by Grant Besser. The lefty lets it
no
go.
Good.
No good again.
Another offensive rebound. That's about five on the night.
Just no box out. Indy's not doing a very good job on the defensive box out on the free throw line. That's at least four offensive rebounds for South Adams.
That's just one that's a killer.
Drove me crazy, Jeff. That was one of the things that we worked on every year. And then we went a season at Chillicothe not giving up one offensive rebound on the free throw line all year long. We just talked about it.
That's
something
pretty good.
We concentrated on it.
And, you know, they changed the rule back now where you can leave it when the shooter's hands, and I like that better. But leads the points.
Yep, left-handed shot by Lucas Bloom is up and good. So Indians had a chance to get out unscathed. It's going to be a foul on the drive.
That's a bail out there.
They're going to give him two shots, too.
Yeah, Clayton a little out of control there, and they bailed him out there. So fortunate for the Indians here. We're going to line shooting two, down three, 30-27.
CP can cut into this three-point lead if he can knock it in. He has 3 points, first free throw up, and good for the freshman.
Well, I see my Uncle Doodles is over there saying, give me a shout-out already. So, Doodles, welcome to the game.
He's listening. That's the kind of guy we love. They come to the game and still listen to the game. That's a Fort Recovery Radio junkie. That's what makes Fort Recovery Radio special. Pearson knocks down both free throws. Lead is one. Again, Indians have not had the lead. They've got it as close as one. 30 seconds left. We'll see if South Adams are weaving on the perimeter, maybe looking for one shot here.
Yeah, it definitely looks like they're going to go for one with a one-point lead. 20 seconds to go.
Both teams have four fouls, so not shooting any one-on-ones yet. In the first half, that we shot a lot of free throws. Peyton Judy guards the ball out front. Now it's Clayton Pearson. He's guarding J.D. Groh. Groh driving in, spin move, wild shot thrown up and in. Boy, wow. That's a junior right there, and he looked like a Peyton Judy from three-quarter court at the horn. No good.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he made a nice little spin move to make it 32-29 at the end of three for the Starfires.
So they have scored at the buzzer on two of the three quarters. Indians, however, cut the lead in half. It was six at halftime. It's three now. 32-29 they trail. 7 minutes left. We'll take a timeout and be back with fourth quarter action after this.
In downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can you get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. Their Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today. At K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And welcome back to fourth quarter action. First ball goes in. A little pick and roll to Kyle Kanapke, and he goes to the basket. Well, I thought he should get two shots there, Jeff. They're going to call that out of bounds.
They did. Yeah, I thought he was. Wow, I thought he's going up for the shot, too.
Big Kyle on the pick and roll. And again, Kanapke only playing two quarters. He had a very nice second quarter. Definitely changed the mojo. Indian lineup right now. Cade Wendell will take it out. Kyle Kanapke and Ryan Braun in the post. Peyton Judy and Travis Sutter at guard. Ball comes in. Wendell trying to get it in. It goes into Ryan Braun. Up. Oh, he missed the layup. Boy, Bronny's just been a tick off today, Jeff. And again, right now, he is only has 2 points and three fouls.
Yeah, he hasn't, ever since he hit his head there, he really hasn't gotten into the rhythm of the game and between fouls and sitting there a while.
Terry Dawn back out. He'll set it up. Starfires on a three-point lead. 6.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter.
That's a travel.
Oh, boy. Cade Wendell got a lot of basketball, and they're going to call the reach-in foul on him. Dawn tried to cross over in front of him and got away with one there.
Yeah, definitely. I thought he traveled before he even tried to cross over there, but unfortunately that goes against Cade and going to be team foul number five on the Indians.
Wendell's first personal, as Jeff said, team foul number five. 6.5 minutes left. Dawn gets by Wendell. Now he switches over to Travis Sutter.
Looks like the Indians are a little 2-3 zone here. This time.
So we'll see. Jeff's been asking for that for a while. Indians have been beating off the dribble a little bit. Probably the two worst things they've done tonight, and box out on the free throw line. Terry Dawn thinks about the three. Now he kicks it down in the corner to Joe Stuber. Back over it goes to J.D. Groh. And Groh's the game's leading scorer with 11 points. He scored right at the buzzer in the first quarter and the third quarter. Trap in the corner. Don't get a rotation. Now they'll stay in the zone.
23 is going to let one fly here in a second.
Yep, he moves around. That's Terry Dawn. Again, we said he's kind of been the quarterback all night. Either he or 33 ripped away. Petey, boy, had the ball and gave it right back to Groh. Again, pretty good defense here, but South Adams being patient. They've used a minute here this fourth quarter. Continue to move it. Peyton Judy.
Right there, Petey tipped it away. He uses his offhand. He might get a turnover there and go the other way with it.
Looking at Judy's face, he thought South Adams touched that one last, but guy with the striped shirt said no. South Adams will keep it. Indians will stay in that matchup 2-3 zone, and right now South Adams willing to be patient. They've used almost a minute and a half here of the third quarter. Indians get the trap.
Travis
got to rotate. This shot's going up.
There we go.
Terry Dawn, wild shot up and rebound down to Ryan Braun. You called it, Jeff. You can see it in his eye. He was going to let it go.
Yeah, you can tell he's not going to be very patient tonight.
Peyton Judy almost turned it over.
His leg, but he stays with us.
Tipped out of bounds. And Coach Tony Overton calls a timeout. So we'll take a quick one with him. 4:59 left in the fourth quarter. 32-29, South Adams leads.
Working hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Wangler Hardware, and since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the condition, selection, and service of Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
And welcome back to the Stardome. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff on Fort Recovery Radio, here from the Junior Varsity Act. And it's been a good one. Indians have trailed 12, Jeff, but they got up to within one. They're down three right now with the ball.
Yeah, you know, we've been clawing and scratching and getting back into this thing. You know, be nice to get a score here out of out-of-bounds play.
Difference makers, big Kyle Kanapke. He is a big fella inside.
Holy smoke, I bet hit the top of the dome.
Peyton Judy, pull-up 10-footer. No good. Boy, hit it right off the back of the iron. What a great shot. Indians getting good looks. Got to knock it in.
Yeah, definitely good look there for Petey, and he just can't get her to fall tonight. There you go.
Ball stolen away by Peyton Judy. Here comes Judy in transition. Gets through, splits the double team, and he'll draw foul number 6 on the Starfires. So the next one, Indians will shoot free throws the rest of the way.
Yeah, you know, nice little crossover move, and Petey got fouled. And, again, the Indians taking it out underneath their basket and see if they can get a shot here.
Full recovery, getting all kinds of good looks here and just can't quite get it to go. Wendell struggles to get it in. Now he gets into Travis Sutter. Sutter goes back to Wendell. Looking inside to the big fella. See if Kyle Kanapke can touch it inside. Inside it goes, tipped away, loose on the deck and stolen. Again, Kate just didn't see that help.
No, they were kind of double-teaming. They know Kyle's the biggest, strongest kid on the floor, and they kind of double-teamed him there, and Kate didn't see it.
The Indians, again, turn it over with a chance to get within closer. They're going to call Travis Sutter on the reach-in, and he's looking around going, hey, I got my hands on the pumpkin here.
Looked like a jump ball from this point, but obviously he must have grabbed his arm.
Sutter's second personal. 16 foul on the Indians. So both teams will shoot free throws the rest of the way. 4:17 left here in the fourth quarter. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff on Fort Recovery Radio. Again, you can hear the Varsity Indians after this one. You can either hear it right here on Fort Recovery Radio, simulcast, Radio Rob and myself, or you can flip on WPGW on the radio. So right now, Indians staying in that matchup 2-3 zone, and 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Still plenty of time. But South Adams willing to be patient. Indians looking to trap out of it. Down the corner it goes to Groh. He kicks it back out to Stuber. And back to Groh on top. Groh's the game's leading scorer with 11. Down the corner it goes. Back up to goes to Terry Dawn. Almost trapped. They'll move it around to Groh. Cade Wendell trying to get the trap.
Gonna
and call
a
body foul on him. And not sure that's the guy you want to foul.
No, I don't think so. You know, that's going to be one-on-one here. Hopefully, for the Indians' sakes, he misses the front end here.
Well, he better box out because the Indians have not done a very good job, Jeff, boxing out on the defensive rebound.
Yeah, no doubt. I know we've at least given up 4 to 5 offensive rebounds on the
Clayton Pearson checks back in. He will replace Travis Sutter. Reese Rogers comes in. He'll give big Kyle Kanapke a break. And Kyle maybe coming up a little limpy there. We'll see if maybe he has a little tweak of an ankle.
Yeah, I know he had a little knee issue the other night, I think, in the game, and maybe that's bothering him a little bit.
First free throw by Groh is good. He has 12 points. The game's leading scorer, and the lead for the Starfires is 4. And now it's no good, so rebound down to Reese Rogers. He splits the pair. Full recovery in transition. Ryan Braun to Reese Rogers. 3 on the way in transition. No good. Maybe just a smidge quick on that one, Jeff. Again, Rogers trailed right into it, and he let it go from 3. And Coach Tony Overton says, hey, we can get that one anytime we want it.
Yeah, that's one of those shots that, like you said, 4 or 5 passes, you get a shot.
So the Indians trailing at 3.5 minutes left, down by 4. Terry Dawn almost trapped out inside. He's in trouble. He coaches almost yelling for timeout. Back cut it goes. Shot up and good. So they get away with it. Coach was screaming for a timeout. And the basket is good by Grant Besser. And the lead is back to 6. Cade Wendell all the way to the rack lays it in.
Nice move by Cade to get to the bucket. We're down 4 here.
Again, he might have to jump out of this zone, Jeff, and get back into the man-to-man because you're letting clock tick away here.
They'll stay in the zone this possession. Inside 3 minutes, Wendell traps, and he'll kick the basketball, and so it will stay with South Adams. 2:52 left here from the Star Dome here in Bern. South Adams High School, your Fort Recovery Indians trailing it by four. They got within one, but they trailed by as many as 12 in the first and second half. Cade Wendell, good matchup out here with Terry Dawn. He hands it off to Grow, the leading scorer in the game with a dozen. And right now, South Adams willing to be patient. They're just moving around the perimeter. Yeah, Indians almost get a steal. Boy,
twice.
How many times has that happened? Oh, that's a no call there. Wow. Clayton Pearson says, what'd I do? He just fell down. And they're going to bail out the Starfire and send him to the free throw line. Looks like it's going to be Grow again, Jeff. Coach Tony Overton says, I'll take a timeout. So we'll take one with him. 35-31. Fort Recovery trails at 2:29 left. We'll be back right after this.
Holiday decorating at its finest. Be sure to stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist for all your holiday decorating needs. Silk arrangements, wall decor, holiday gifts, candy, poinsettias, and more. Forget-Me-Not Florist, where beautiful holidays begin.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles, and if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
Hey, we throw a shout out to the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto. And I'm sure he's probably home listening right now. He may be coming up for the varsity game. If not, he'll be a loyal listener. Shot up and no good. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound. So it is a walk to the other end, Jeff. Pretty much a ticky-tacker there.
Yeah, that was. And we'll take it. You know, we're going to go to the other end. Reese Rogers is going to shoot a 1-on-1 there. It wasn't hit real hard there, but we'll take it.
Yeah, Grow missed the free throw. So Rogers, the 6'4 sophomore, he'll go to the free throw line. He can cut this lead in half if he can knock down a pair. First free throw up, and no good. He left it short, but he runs down to the rebound and can't save it. Goes out of bounds. And boy, just rushed that one a little bit. Left that about a foot short, Jeff. Barely hit the rim.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Shane will check in. He'll get Peyton Judy a break. Evan Post will check in. He will get Reese Rogers. So he's going to go offense defense here. Indians will press. 2:27 left here from the Stardome. Recovery trails it by four. Timeout South Adams. So I'm not sure what that's about.
There. I'm not sure either.
Strange. We'll keep it here this time. Again, over the holidays, if you want good food fast, give the boys at Miracle Lanes a call. Stop in or give them a call, 375-4274. You can drive through and pick it up. It's as easy as that. It's a perfect place for a holiday party. You can reserve your lanes. They do birthday parties. It's good stuff out there. They take good care of you. And after games, they've got 150 long necks all the time. Food, fun, and friends. Stop by and see Corey and Jared. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. And if you need a haircut, give my buddy Kenny Tenn a call. He's the barber of the stars. He's at 10 Steps Barbershop, 110 West Butler Street in Fort Recovery. He'll clean you up. He's walk-ins on weekdays from 8 until 11, and then appointments the rest of the day and all day on Saturday. Kenny takes Mondays off, so give him a call. Kenny Tenn, 10 Steps Barbershop, 375-2872 to make your appointment. 10 Snips, a proud sponsor of Fort Recovery Athletics. Jeff, Indians got to get a stop here. It'd be nice to get a steal, but still plenty of time. 2:26 left in this ballgame.
Left here right now, you know. But, you know, get a turnover would be huge for the Indians, and convert into a bucket would be real positive here.
So Indian 5 on the floor. Clayton Pearson, Cade Wendell, Ryan Braun, Ethan Shane, and Evan Post. Indians will press. Full floor man-to-man. Really doing a good job here. Almost thrown away. They get a trap. Terry Dunn steps through the ball. Wow. He just tipped it to a teammate. Nice athletic play there. He was that ball was loose on the deck, Jeff. It could have easily been a travel. Boy, Indians get a break here. Let's see if Tony Overton will go offense defense, and he will. Ethan, or it'll be Pete.
Petey Judy will come in along with Reese Rogers. He'll replace Post and Shane, so they do their job, Jeff. They get the turnover.
Yeah, nice job by the Indians. That was a heck of a play by Don there to flick it to his teammate.
Indians need a basket. Ball screen top. Cade Wendell probing. Gets it to Clayton Pearson. Pull up 15-footer. No good. Rebound down to Peyton Judy. Oh, boy, that's going to be...
Going to go to Starfire,
oh,
I believe.
Man. With a nickel dime foul to caught on the other end. Judy got great offensive rebound. Brought the ball down. A lot of hands reaching in there. Thought maybe go offense defense again, but they'll keep the same guys lower. Indians will press. Looking to get the trap around half court.
Out of bounds.
And Indians almost, it's like the ball doesn't lie there because Petey probably definitely got some body contact, Jeff, and got away with it.
Yeah, you know, that might have been a makeup from the Winnow call down here on the rebound, but Petey definitely put some body on him.
Ball into Peyton Judy. He goes to Reese Rogers. Rogers goes back door to Clayton Pearson. Pearson cut off. Outside to Rogers. He catches it. Cade Wendell reset it. Boy, a lot of body contact.
The way they're up, the drives are there, and there's a foul.
They're going to call the foul on South Adams. So to the free throw line will go Cade Wendell, and Wendell can cut into this lead, Jeff, with the clock stopped.
Yeah, you know, the clock stops, 1:44, down four. Cade makes this two shots here. It's a one-possession game.
Seems like we've been on 31 for a long time. This score is 35-31. Ethan Shane will check in. Evan Post, so offensive defense. Out goes Reese Rogers. Out goes Peyton Judy. No doubt Indians will press if they can make both these free throws or even the second. Wendell, 2 of 2 from the free throw line on the night. First shot up and good. And
got a nice friendly roll there.
He's looking around saying that should have been two shots. These guys are boxing out, but nice soft touch by the sophomore. He'll have one more.
He got 7 points on tonight.
Shot up and done. Well done by Wendell. Indians will press. Into Dawn it goes. Man-to-man full court press. Throw it out of bounds. So here comes the offense back. 1:39 left. Indians with a chance to tie it or take the lead with a three ball. Almost an unforced turnover there, Jeff. Indians catch a break.
Yeah, definitely was unforced. Kid should have caught it, and the pace just picked it up, and he turned it over.
Here we go. Cade Wendell used the ball screen from Reese Rogers. Kicks back out on top to Rogers. Back to Wendell. Looking inside for Pearson. Up it goes to Ryan Braun. Over to Peyton Judy on the left wing. Back to Braun at the top of the key. Pearson thinks about the three. Now he gets closer. Drives, leaves his feet. Up Peyton Judy. Up and in. Boy, so again, Pearson got away with a walk.
Yeah, definitely shuffled his feet, but we'll take it. Tie ball game. And
last time this thing was tied, it was 0-0. Here we are, 1:11 left, 35-35. Tony Overton's defense will come in. Peyton Judy got his second basket. He gets a high five from Tony Overton as he goes off, and Indians will press. Having trouble getting it in. Now comes into Dawn. Oh, boy, had a good trap opportunity there. And there's Evan Post. He gets the steal. He kicks it off to Wendell. He's no call from behind. Oh, my goodness. Right under us. And there they go, coast
what
to coast.
What the heck?
He called a charge. Holy cow. Indians had a chance to take their first lead of the night. And it should have been a foul called.
Wow.
No. But they give it right back because Dawn called for the personal. That's his fourth, Jeff.
Who took that charge, Ethan?
Ethan Shane.
Nice play by Ethan. Totally out of control by Dawn.
So offense, defense subs in. Big Kyle Kanapke also checks in. So Peyton Judy and Reese Rogers. Rogers will step out to the perimeter. Now Big Kyle will probably be the guy setting the ball screen for Cade Wendell. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm assuming they'll go inside to Big Kyle on a pick and roll action here. And here we go.
Wendell thinks about it. Now kick it out to Rogers. And he turns it over. Inside, he looked for Kyle Kanapke.
And we have another turnover. We got subs coming in for defense.
Boy, I mean, almost want to say, hey, we need a good shot there. You got this thing tied up for the first time since 0-0. 43.4 left. Indians will change defense for offense. Back in comes Braun. Back in comes Post. Back in comes Shane. Stolen away by Cade Wendell. Out of bounds. And it's going to go back to the Indians. Holy cow. This has been a roller coaster of emotions here, Jeff, in the last 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, Starfires are throwing it all over the place, and we're calling a timeout here, I believe.
Yep. So
you got to leave us one.
Yep. Indians will go offense, defense, and Tony Overton will call a timeout. We'll take a quick one with him. Be back with the last 42 seconds in a tie ball game right after this.
We live in farm country. We raise our kids to work hard, respect others, and play with really cool farm toys from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. This Christmas, stop in at Hall Brothers and check out the massive selection of farm toys and pedal tractors. You won't find these farm toys in the big box stores. Also, Hall Brothers has a great selection of sweatshirts, coats, hats, and t-shirts for kids and adults. So for toys, hats, and clothes, see Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
This is Ted Romer at Fort Recovery Insurance, where we've teamed up with Buckeye Insurance Group to win our clients' trust by offering quality insurance protection and personalized service at competitive rates. Just like our Indians, we take pride in our winning tradition and will do our best to coach you on the best insurance protection for your home, farm, and auto. Call Fort Recovery Insurance at 419-375-4041 or visit our office in downtown Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group, the winning tradition continues.
And welcome back to the Stardome. 42.2 seconds left. 35-35 is the score, Jeff. And Indians had a chance to take the lead last time. Do you hold it for one here? You go ahead and play.
You know, at this point, I think I try to work the clock down as far as unless you get a wide-open layup, you know, not to give them a possession back.
I agree with you. I think I'd try to get the last one unless you get a layup. We'll see. Indians made. They're looking into Big Kyle Kanapke. They go into the Big Bell. Up and in. So, what a nice pass by Clayton Pearson. Indians have the lead for the first time. Now we'll see if the Indians can play defense. One defensive rebound. Indians should get this thing done. Inside 30 seconds. 37-35. Indians first lead of the ball game. Ball goes over. Think about a three. Now it kicks back out top to Dawn. He's going to eat. I guarantee you, Jeff, this guy wants the basketball.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
Shot up, wide three is
and
good.
He knocks it down.
Oh, my goodness. 10 seconds left. We called it. I mean, this guy's got no conscience. He's taking some bad ones today, Jeff, but bottom line is he knocks the three in, and they take the lead back at 38-37.
We got 9.3 seconds to go the length of the court here.
And we'll keep it here
like
this
time.
Looks
like we have a sub come in, Ryan Braun. I'm not sure who he's replacing.
I don't know, Big Kyle. I don't know if you got time to get it into him, so he might just get it down the floor. I'm giving it to Caden, saying get out of the way. Get him to the basket, see if he can make something happen. Break him down, or maybe hand out a layup, or kick it to a wide-open shooter. 9 seconds is plenty of time to get coast-to-coast.
Yeah, definitely. I'm assuming Starfires, if I'm him, I guess he's going to let us get it in bounds. I think I'd pick us up a little bit, token defense, not the foul, but...
And we'll see if the Starfires maybe come out into some kind of zone or change things up a little bit. We'll see. 5-on-4 for the Indians. Ryan Braun, Cade Wendell, Peyton Judy.
Not sure I wouldn't have Reese Rogers spotting up somewhere in this lineup.
Kyle Kanapke and Clayton Pearson. Here comes Wendell. Here he comes down the floor. He's going to use the ball screen. Get to the basket. Pull up and take it. Inside it goes into Kanapke. Up, he missed the layup. Uh-huh. And the ball game's going to end. Boy, pick and roll, great pass. Kyle just lost his footing just a smidge and missed the layup, and that would have been the ball game, Jeff.
Yeah, definitely. We got a great look there, and Kyle unfortunately didn't make it. You know, I'm shocked that South Adams let us bring the ball right down the court and run a set.
Boy, it was just too easy there. Again, Kyle just had his feet tied up a little bit. Kept the ball high, though. Again, this South Adams team stays undefeated, but again, nice, valiant effort by Tony Overton's club. They trailed by as many as 12, got back and grabbed the lead one time, and then a big three gave the Starfires the victory. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, just unfortunate there for the Indians. You know, they got a great look, what they wanted, and just couldn't cash in there.
We'll take a timeout. Be back with some post-game thoughts after this.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line. And you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come because your phone charger won't work either. Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hi, Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. We wanted to take this time to wish all of our customers a Merry Christmas. We feel blessed to be a part of a wonderful and supportive community, hoping you get everything on your list this year. Our Christmas Eve store hours are 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will be closed on Christmas Day and then reopen regular store hours Saturday, December 26th, 8 to 8. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We have increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Holiday decorating at its finest. Be sure to stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist for all your holiday decorating needs. Silk arrangements, wall decor, holiday gifts, candy, poinsettias, and more. Forget-Me-Not Florist, where beautiful holidays begin.
And welcome back to the Stardome. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. We got to call a very exciting game. Jeff, Indians had their opportunities. A nice play there at the end. Just couldn't cash in and get the victory.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we got the ball right where they wanted it. And Big Kyle was dominating all day inside. He got a great look and just did not finish it strong there. And it rolled off the back of the rim.
Look at some final stats here for Fort Recovery. And I'll let Jeff look at it. Indians did a much better job in the second half. They had 10 turnovers in the first half. Only 4 turnovers in the second half. I think almost flip-flopped because I think South Adams had 6 turnovers in the first half. 8 in the second half. Both teams end up with 14 turnovers. No more important. And then down the stretch, South Adams let the Indians back in the ballgame, basically gave them a chance to win it, Jeff, by turning it over against the press.
Yeah, definitely. You know, South Adams turned it over probably 3 or 4 times there late in the game to let us get back into it and turn it over. And Big Kyle scored inside on a similar play, you know, except it wasn't a pick and roll. But, yeah, we definitely did a better job taking care of the ball.
Well, and the Indians did a much better job in the half-court defense in the second half as well, Jeff. They gave up 50% shooting in the first half all the way around. And they in the second half, they only give up 33% from the twos. And they also give up only 25% from the three to end on a 43%, which is still a pretty good number. But again, if you look on the other side of things, Coach O's team didn't shoot it much better. They had a lot of good mid-range shots that they just didn't make. They shoot 6 of 16 in the second half for 38%. Overall for the game, they go 13 of 33 for 39%. Again, free throws much better than the second half for the Indians. They go 6 of 7 from the line. For the game, they go 10 of 13 for 77%.
Which kind of, you'll take that as
yeah,
a coach.
Yeah, kind of an Achilles heel for South Adams. They kept the Indians in the game going 5 of 14 from the free throw line. And again, if you look at Indian scoring, they were led in scoring tonight by Cade Wendell. Wendell ends up with 8. Also, Big Kyle Kanapke also had 8. Kanapke had 3 rebounds. Wendell had an assist and 2 steals. You got 4 points for Clayton Pearson. I thought he had a nice ball game. Evan Post played very well defensively. He had 4 points, a steal and a basket in the second half. Ryan Braun, just a little bit off, had a collision early in the game, Jeff. Only ends up with 2 points. And again,
and as were the first 2 points of the game for the Indians, I believe, that he scored on there.
Man, we've just come accustomed to Bronny really getting better. And he was in a pretty serious head-on collision in the first half, and he shook it off and stayed in the game. I think his counterpart went out of the game on that, was carried off or helped off. But Peyton Judy, also 4 points, 2 of 6 shooting. Petey just had some good shots, Jeff, shots that he knows that he'll normally make.
Yeah, he got some nice-looking pull-ups. He had a wide-open 3, you know, normally makes them, one of those nights where he was off. And, you know, like Bronny, you'll have those nights, and unfortunately he didn't get off to a good start, and it kind of went that way the whole game for him. But, you know, fairly well-played JV game for the most part. You know, missed opportunities for the Indians tonight.
Reese Rogers finals fills out the score sheet with 5 for a total of 37. On the other side, J.D. Groh, the junior, he goes 4 of 7 from the field, 1 of 3 from the 3 line. Went 1 of 1 from the 3 line, and that was the buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter. 3 of 5 from the free throw line for 12 points. Also had 6 rebounds. He's the leading scorer, the only double-digit scorer in the game for either team.
rebound margin. The Indians win that battle 21-17. And as Jeff said, two very even teams, Jeff. And I guess maybe if I look back, the one thing that I'm gonna put a check mark next to why I think Indians don't get out of here with a win, forget about missing the last shot. They gave up at least four, maybe five or six offensive rebounds on free throws. And I remember at least a couple that cashed in as baskets for the Starfires.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's a killer when you give up offensive rebounds on missed free throws. And like you said, I know there was at least five, and I know they had two buckets for sure off of that, which obviously is the difference in the ball game. And as a coach, you hope you can clean those things up from your players.
Yeah, Indians, again, they trailed it from the beginning. They had one lead in the game. I was hoping I was going to be able to say after this one, they had one lead in the game, and that was the last one. But unfortunately, their lead only lasted about 30 seconds when Terry Dawn, nice player. He gives only 3 of 12 from the field, Jeff. He's only made 3. He's 1 of 5 from the 3 line, but it was the biggest one of the game. He hit a cold-blooded 3 to give the Starfires the victory.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, looking at the kid, you can tell he's got some skill, and he's going to be one of their better players, especially when he's on a squad full of juniors for the most part. And definitely he's got potential to have a good upside for the South Adams program in the future.
And give Tony Overton's club credit. They played a lot of offense, defense, especially in the fourth quarter. Substitution-wise, they trailed by as many as 12. Again, as we said, they had one lead in the ball game, and it was very short-lived. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with some final thoughts. And then again, don't forget, about 15 minutes from varsity action. And again, you can hear it right here on Fort Recovery Radio or on WPGW. We'll take a timeout and be back with some final thoughts after this.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick. And not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your health care dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their health care needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go Indians!
I'm dreaming of a purple Christmas, just like the ones we used to know. Boy, I wish I could sing better. Let us at the Purple Toes make your dreams come true. From jackets to socks and everything in between. We're your Indians here headquarters, open 7 days a week for your convenience. Go purple or go home. The Purple Post, downtown Fort Recovery.
And welcome back to the Stardome, Jeff Hobbs. Jeff Vaughn, we called it a very exciting junior varsity game tonight. Indians come on the unhappy side of the scoreboard. 38-37 is the final score. Indians only led once tonight. Again, this week, just so you stay on touch with us, again, Fort Recovery Radio listeners, Monday we will be the JV and varsity girls basketball looking to go 7 in a row. They will be hosting the Van Wert Cougars to the Fort Site Fieldhouse. 6 o'clock is the tip time there. You can hear probably Wes Winning, Jackson Hobbs, and myself call that junior varsity game, and then the varsity game will be simulcast on WPGW. And then on Tuesday night, the Fort Laramie Redskins will invade the Fort Site Fieldhouse, and that'll be a boys' game. Most likely you get to hear Jeff Vaughn and myself call that junior varsity game, and again, also WPGW will simulcast the varsity game, so Radio Rob and myself will call that game on Tuesday night.
Again, just a side note on that girls' game on Monday night, it's only a two-quarter JV game.
Ah, gotcha. So if you're going to watch JVs, you better get there early because 6 o'clock, it'll be most likely be over by 7, and the varsity game will follow that. And Jeff, quickly before we get out of here, just throw a shout-out again to Coach Patch and where you guys are looking to go over Christmas break, things that you want to change or maybe take a look at.
You know, the biggest thing we're looking at over Christmas break is keep developing as a team and getting better at all aspects of the game. And, you know, we want to continue to work on our defense because that's going to win us championships. And, we're really working on our some pressure over the break here and getting the girls doing things right.
And also importantly is getting Carly Stone healthy, maybe giving her a little bit of time off. That ankle, again, she tweaked it a little bit last night, but again, you know and I know she's very important to what you guys get done down the road.
Yeah, for the big picture things, you know, these next couple, next game, you know, if Carly has to sit out, so be it, but we definitely need her after the first year, and if we want to win a MAC championship, definitely need her back for that.
Again, you can listen to the varsity game about 11 minutes from tip-off.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.